If you've ever driven by the Claremont Hotel on Atlanta's Ponce de Leon Avenue and wondered what went on inside, you're in good company. The crumbling hotel sitting just above the infamous Claremont Lounge Strip Club has fascinated Atlanta residents for decades. Now, a new documentary has set out to show exactly what life in the Claremont Hotel was like. To tell the story, director Heather Hudson builds off footage that a photographer, Alan Sullivan, captured just before the hotel closed down in 2009. Alan Sullivan sat down with Stephanie Stokes while Heather Hudson joined by phone to talk about the project.
Alan, you visited the hotel and some of the last days before it was shut down. What could you learn about the hotel just from walking through the halls?
The age of it. It's quite an old hotel, and which is starting to be a rare thing on Ponce de Leon, old buildings in that area right there. I'm not trying to be derogatory, but it did have a certain smell, the whole hotel, as soon as you walked into the lobby, of age and use and smoke. That's one of the things you walked around and everything was starting to fall apart just a little bit.
It was home for a lot of people. What kind of stories did you hear from the people staying there?
A lot of people didn't want to talk at all. There's a lot of people that we weren't able to feature in the film, but the ones that did gave us some good information. I'm not sure if anybody sought out to live at the Claremont, but they needed somewhere to live and they ended up at the Claremont. It did turn into a refuge for them, a home. They knew that people might have thought of them as weird because they lived in a hotel, but you know, you have to live somewhere, and they were slightly proud of the fact that at least they had a place to live and they could afford to pay the fee to live there. And there's one man that lived there for about 30 years, so the manager told me, 30 years in the Claremont. Well, he did not want to talk. He doesn't even talk to anyone there. They said they haven't heard a word from him in years. So,
but he was still paying rent.
He was still paying. Yeah.
Truth be told, I got a jealous dream, so I cross no path where we could meet. I'll be bold when I say, girl like me, I always get my way.
And Heather, what made you decide that this could be a documentary?
I met Alan in 2011 and shared my interest in pursuing documentaries and also focusing on Southern stories, and he mentioned this project and showed me the footage, and I was blown away by what he and photographer Alyssa Benzie captured and immediately felt compelled to turn this into a film.
What did you take away from the stories of residents that Alan encountered in the hotel?
The dignity. I was very impressed because a lot of people who lived in the Claremont Hotel have a lot of fond memories about it. It meant a lot to them, and they're glad that they had that opportunity. And I think that's one aspect of the footage that they capture that I think is so beautiful, that at a quick glance, some people may have a judgment based on where they are, their lot in life. And just I liked how Alan and Alyssa captured the humanity and the beauty.
So there has been this assumption that it wasn't exactly a nice place to stay. Yet Heather mentioned people speaking very positively about it. Alan, were you surprised by that?
I was. The guests that live there might not all know each other, and they have their little bickerings and stuff, but they all consider themselves part of a loose family, I believe. They would all guard it. You know, this is their home. And they wouldn't let anything. They would report anything horrible going on, I would believe. But yeah, and some people, we saw some people coming in when we spent a night just watching the guests roll in, especially later at night. A couple of girls came in, they wanted the most haunted room available. And so the guy had to choose one that he thought was actually haunted to give to them. A few people have died in there. We heard a few stories.
What did they like about it, though?
People that had something in common with them. I think their neighbors always had something in common with them. Perhaps they couldn't live somewhere else. Perhaps they were a little bit down on their luck. Perhaps they were less judgmental, as sometimes you find that people who are well off might be a little bit more judgmental of others. These people just take you as you are. And they took me as I was, you know. There was no judging of me, I didn't judge them, and that's why I think we got along rather well, and just sit there and let it all unfold in front of me.
Many in Atlanta do associate the Claremont Hotel with the lounge in its basement. In the end, how connected do you feel like their stories are?
Usually very much so. There's threads that run through both of them. Some of the employees that of the Claremont Lounge actually live in the hotel. Some of the dancers, some of the security. Actually, and they're back and forth, up and down pretty much all throughout the day. Some people might not even leave that one block area and for days, you know. They're just up and down, going to work, going to sleep, going to work, going to sleep. Some of the residents actually complained about the noise from the lounge downstairs, even though they were on maybe 6-7 floors up. But everybody intermingled, pretty much. So there's a big connection. And there's also a way, there used to be a way from the hotel down into the lounge and back and forth, but the manager, I believe, shut that off.
I personally don't have the experience that Alan had in terms of being inside the hotel and was left open. But from a distance, I guess I have a different perspective. They seem, in a way, like two universes. And also looking at the movie, a.k.a. Blondie, when some of the strippers were interviewed, and I think Blondie mentioned that she would never go upstairs. So I think there are just different subsectors within that world in terms of intermingling. But then also in terms of the history, I mean, they are in the same building, and they are very much connected, and I think the hotel, which will be reopened at some point, honors the Claremont Lounge because it is such a landmark in Atlanta. So I think they're connected, but they're just different ways to look at it.
Alan, Ponce de Leon Avenue has changed a lot over the years. It was once a seedier part of town, and now it's home to this new shiny development called Ponce City Market. What do you think a documentary about the Claremont Hotel could tell us about that part of Atlanta's history?
I do see the seedier part of Ponce de Leon is going to be, I think it's going to be gone in the next decade or two. You see the mixing of it right now with the poor people who still walk up and down and all these nice, beautiful condos that are being built all over the place. It's a small bit of conflict, I think. It's going to turn out to be a bit of history, I hope. I hope the film will at least mark a piece of history that's probably going to be gone rather soon.
So, Heather, you and your team aren't quite finished with the documentary. Could you talk about what there's left to do before we can expect to be able to see it on the big screen?
Yeah, we're almost done with the rough edit, but we have a lot of steps to complete with the post-production process. So we need to do some sound mixing, color correction, and a few other fine-tuning items before it's ready for the public. And we're going to submit it to film festivals, so Atlanta Film Festival, obviously, since this is an Atlanta story. And hopefully it will screen in a number of places next year. But also, since the Atlanta market is so interested in this film, we're going to find a way to share it with the public.
Alan, what will it be like to finally see your footage as part of a larger story?
I'm really excited about it. I never thought it would happen. I tried to edit it myself to no avail. I realize how important editors are. It's going to be amazing to see, and I think it's a perfect format, just long enough, and the finished product will be just long enough for the footage that we got. If I could say also that the biggest takeaway I've had from the whole thing, and you'll see it in the film, is when the manager says that when he's talking about the guests and the people that live there, he says, you're just a couple of steps away from disaster. Everyone is. You know, a lot of these people didn't choose to live there, and, you know, and it can happen to anybody. Your life can change in a minute.
Well, very cool. Thanks so much for your time, Heather and Alan. I'm really excited to see how this turns out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Stephanie Stokes speaking with Alan Sullivan and Heather Hudson about their new documentary on Atlanta's Claremont Hotel.
She's a certified whore. No time for love, no time for wine. In a cigarette, I'll eat that night.